Chin Fein's Gerry Kelly, who's at the scene with us this morning. Gerry, good morning to you. Thank you for coming on. What can you tell us?
Well, I can tell you we've been here from a few hours. Things were quiet on until a few minutes ago. And then I'm not quite sure what happened. Certainly, there were some were trying to throw things up to the two individuals in the top of the bonfire. Looked like water. I suppose it could have been anything, but looked like water. And then something happened. I'm at the other side of the bonfire, and the PSG have moved in. So from a fairly casual presence, or not casual, I mean a substantial presence that has gone to PSGs. There's a lot more jeeps come in. And,
when you say TSGs, that's the technical support group. So that's the tactical support group.
The RAD squad. And RAD gear and surrounding the bonfire to make sure no one can get at it. They've widened the circle. There's two young men on top. The police went in this morning. The police came in this morning at, I think, just before 6 o'clock, around that time. There was two young people on it. One's a juvenile, I know. I understand one's from around the Torrens area, and the other one, I think, is from this area, but originally from West Belfast. Is all I know about them. They're still up there, refusing to come down. They had a phone, which I understand has the battery has struck down. I think there's attempts to try and get the families to their families to talk to them. There's a negotiator here, and we're just trying our best to keep it calm and not let it get out of hand. I mean, the residents, and we did a meeting within the last 3 days. The residents were absolutely adamant at a well-attended meeting that they don't want this bonfire. And unfortunately, some of the people who are working at this are the people who have been torching the district the whole year round. So this is not just a one-day affair. This is a problem which needs to be dealt with, and it needs all the statutory bodies to deal with it. The reason we haven't been doing, quite frankly, media over the last few days is because we've been dealing with the statutory bodies, including the police, myself, Carl McKillen, and Councillor J.J. McGee.
Gerry, what would your...
I think now it's probably a weight game, because there is an issue of safety. Whatever anybody might think about the two young people on top, there's an issue of safety for them to try and get them down.
Gerry, what would your message be to... What is your message to those young men who are on top of that bonfire, who might feel that they've got a right to protest, and they might feel that they're defending what they see as part of their community?
Well, they aren't, and quite frankly, I think they know it, because there has been people talking to them, youth workers. There's youth workers here today who were trying their best to know them, who were trying to convince them to come down. So they know that the community is not behind them, that the community is against this happening. So whatever they think about, bonfires and all the rest of that, if they're part of the community, then they need to listen to the residents, and they need to listen to what the vast majority of them are saying, and not be wound up by a small number of other people who are involved in anti-community activity. That's the difficulty here. Now, there's work to be done, and as soon as we get through the next day or two, I think that the statutory bodies and the community organisations, and I know the community organisations, they have been working at this, but there needs to be a collective approach to try and deal with this, so that we are dealing with a community which is united, as opposed to this type of stuff that we're facing now today.
And Gerry, in how Northern Ireland works, it's unlikely those two young people will have climbed up there completely in their own initiative. They've probably been told to go up there. I don't know who by, but the reality is it's them on their own up there now. And if there has been any kind of coordination behind this, the people given the orders, they're nowhere to be seen.
Well, I don't know anything about orders or being told to do it or whatever. They are not on their own. It has to be said, they were a small group. I couldn't really number them, but it's a very small group. I presume they either volunteered or just decided to be up there overnight. They were there when the police arrived this morning. And, the police are determined, because the community has asked it, because the owners of the land have made the request, that the bonfire should not take place. And the community are absolutely against this. Now, what we're getting now is maybe different opinions, crowds coming in from outside the area. My crowds, I don't want to exaggerate, I'd say there's probably maybe 100, maybe more people scattered around the place, you know, but and it is quieting down, thankfully, for the moment. So at the moment, frankly, it's a waiting game. Well, it's a waiting game in the sense that there is a negotiator talking to them and there are community workers trying to talk to them. So there's, we're not short of people trying to convince them.
Mark Simpson, Jerry, who's up there for us, has been reporting for us, this morning that he had heard some of those young people on top of the bonfire shouting abuse at Sinn Féin. Is that right?
Yeah. Yes, that's right, yeah. There was certain abuse at Sinn Féin because Sinn Féin have been very active in removing wood and supporting the residents. Also, by the way, in talking to youth throughout the year. Clearly, that has not worked with most. Last year, if you remember, you know, it was the Fela who probably came up with the best idea of giving out free tickets for the dance night, which happens actually tonight. And that worked last year. Tickets were given out this year, but it hasn't worked with the small number of people we're talking about here.
And finally, what are you saying to the people, both those in the crowd and those on top of the bonfire? Like, what are you saying to them? Are you telling them to go home? What are you saying to them?
Well, I always like to use whatever influence I have in the best way. And to be quite frank, my influence to go up, I'm actually quite close to the bonfire that was shut down a couple of minutes ago, but to go up and try and convince them will not help. I mean, I have no problem doing it at all, but it doesn't help. So I'm leaving it to those who know them personally, who are trying their best. I think some of the family are here now, at least of one of them, to try and get them down off the bonfire. And that's the best thing that I can do here. In terms of the other people, the residents and that, they know where I stand because I'm meeting the other night. So I'm here in support of them, but also to try and keep things as calm as possible so that there's no overreaction, etc.
Jerry Kelly, thank you very much indeed. That's Jerry Kelly from Sinn Féin.